نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. I'm asking you kindly that you move forward, fill the gaps. I'm asking you also kindly that you turn your cell phone off, please. We are here about to say goodbye to Ramadan. And with the departure of Ramadan does not mean to stop worshipping Allah. There are some Muslims who act in a way as if they worship in Ramadan, not worshiping the Lord of Ramadan. How is it? When Ramadan is in, they visit the mosque, they read the Quran, they're very kind and charitable, and they do the maximum they can, or close to the maximum that they can from good deed. With the departure of Ramadan, this will see the good deed, with exception maybe Salat al-Jum'ah. We want to worship Allah, not worship Ramadan. Ramadan could not reward you, could not bless you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that we seek him with all our good deed. He is the one can bless you and reward you. Nevertheless, although today is the Jum'ah and today is the last Jum'ah in Ramadan, but we shouldn't be slowing down. Also another mistake that some Muslims get so involved in preparation for Eid, get clothes, name it, and they miss a lot of good in the last 10 days of Ramadan. We have approximately another day or two in Ramadan. So don't forget that this possibility tonight can be also Laylatul Qadr. Odd number night in the last 10 days, it can be the night of Qadr. And we know already, and we talk about it in more than one khutbah, about the value of Laylatul Qadr. Also with the departure of Ramadan, still there is obligation, which is Zakat al-Fitr. And as you see, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that it shows you that you as a Muslim, you always worshiping Allah by day, by night. You pray Fajr in the morning and Dhuhr in the afternoon, you pray Isha at night. You pray every day, you make Hajj, you make Umrah, you always found some kind of obligation and recommended these to be done. Doesn't matter if Ramadan is in or Ramadan is gone. So with the departure of Ramadan, it brings about obligation, another obligation, which is Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat from the tazkiyah, the purification. It is from the means of elevation. So you want to elevate yourself, you want to purify your soul, and you want to purify and cleanse your fasting. So with the departure of Ramadan, especially the night of Eid, now the obligation of Zakat became a must. You have to give it, because this is the time, this is like the cause, the adhan for prayer. So when the night of Eid approached, that now it became obligation. When is the time is over, if the Imam starts making Salat al-Eid, now the time is over. So you have to give Zakat al-Fitr. What is the Zakat al-Fitr? Like Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين. So what is the purpose of this zakah? The purpose of this zakah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made it clear in very simple short hadith, two purposes. One is طهرة للصائم, is a means of purification for the fasting person. Purification of what? اللغو والرفث. And this, that you never admire yourself, you never think that you did perfect, you did good, okay? Never look to yourself that you did good. Even if you did good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled you to do good. If you are being guided, if you fast, if you recite Quran, you make the whole Quran and you make tahajjud, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided your heart and made it easy in you. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to Mu'az, Ya Mu'az, by Allah, inni la uhibbuka, fala tada'anna an taqul ba'da kulli salah, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Indeed, Mu'az, I love you. So, as a result of this, the Prophet giving him a gift. What is the gift? Is the dua. Is the dua. What is the dua? That after every obligatory prayer, ask Allah to enable you, to assist you, to help you, give you hand in what? Zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadat. To remember you, to be grateful to you, to worship you in the best manner. So if you think you did good, don't think that you did good because you. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and bless you and guided you that you do good. Never miss that there is no perfection among us. And whatever salah or zakah or fasting or hajj, we could not perform it in the proper manner as it's fit with the majesty of Allah. This is the point. This is the bottom line. You have to understand, when you're making salah, when you're making a fasting, you are presenting something to Allah. You try to make something to be a means and a wasila between you and Allah. So when you're presenting something, you present it in a manner of faith with who you present it to. So if you're giving a gift to a little kid, you buy the toy and you give it to him like that in his hand. He's happy and content with it. But now if you're giving it to your manager, or giving it to your wife, or giving to somebody that you cherish and you dear, now you're wrapping it, and sometimes the expensive paper, and sometimes that you're going to give more decoration and more preparation to whom you're going to present the gift. So when we make a salah, when we make a fasting, we are presenting this to who? To the King of all the kings. To the one subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the one who is above the seven heaven, established himself on the throne. So by no means you could not pray in a manner or fast in a manner that fits with the majesty of Allah. Even if you close your eyes day and night, you block your eyes day and night while you're fasting, you blessing yourself in the house or in the mosque, you still are not going to present something fits with the majesty of Allah. It has to be some defects there, some negligence there. So out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, He makes something for you to fix your flat tire, for you to try to bash this hole in your wall. Your fasting is not the best, your prayer is not the best, your zakah is not the best. So Allah gave you a gift, another gift, how to batch and how to plug and how to try to fix your fasting. You say something is not supposed to be said when you were fasting. You look to something that you are not supposed to look when you were fasting. You did this and that while you were fasting. So now Allah giving you a means so you can try to batch this hole, that you try to fix this flat fasting, that you try to make it a better way. What? The zakah, zakat al-fitr. Tahratan lis-sa'im, means of purification for the fasting person, for the foul talk and the talk that is not supposed to be said as a Muslim, as a fasting person, and action also. Idle talk, things that is not supposed to be done as a fasting person. What else? And said, وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَكِينَ, it means to feed the poor and the needy person. So now with the second part, we see the mercy of Allah and the beauty of Islam. You always found occasion in Islam bring about feeding. Social system in Islam, taking care of the Muslim ummah. And if the Muslim ummah practice their Islam, they never can have a starving person among them. They have the aqiqah. When you have a baby, you have the walima when you get married, you have the cattle fitr, you have the feast for the Eid. Always the final occasion, feeding. And even in some expiation, you found feeding also. That you swear by Allah, I'm not going to do this, and you break your oath, say feeding 10 poor people. So you find that feeding is a main pillar in Islam, and you found many occasions that always the poor and the needy will get something. So we can elevate these people from such a needy situation. So alhamdulillah, zakat al-fitr is here for us to cleanse ourselves, to purify our fasting, to elevate ourselves, and also to be a social means of helping for the poor and the needy among the Muslims. And this is the purpose of the zakat al-fitr. I want to say here, after this hadith, was the zakat al-fitr, and no complication about the zakat al-fitr. First, the hadith which reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, فعض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر من رمضان صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا كانت الفطر obligatory and under this word the pen line فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Therefore it's not only Allah made obligation. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has the right also to do and everything coming to him with revelation from Allah. Because some people say we only go by Quran. And this is a big mistake. This is a big mistake. فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet of Allah made obligation zakat al-fitr after Ramadan or from after the fasting of Ramadan. Isra' barley, wheat, dates, raisin, whatever the normal food of the city or the town. Now some people they go and send this flyers or ask your donation on all the things. One big mistake done. Pricing, high price for the cattle foot. Brothers, it's very simple. Doesn't matter you want to school or not. You go to Food Lion, buy a box of cereal or a bag of rice. Put your two hands together like this and fit four times. This is called Sa'a. Fit your two hands like this four times. The normal or the common food of America here is cereal or rice or flour. So which flour will be the very cheapest thing that you can? The cheapest thing you can. With the cereal, get the best brand of cereal and make it four times with your two hands. This is called one sa' for you, one sa' for your wife, and one sa' for your son, and one sa' for your daughter. Simple like this. You can get any kind of brand of cereal. It's not going to be more than $5. It's not going to be more than $5. People who take in 8 and 10 and 12, this is not right. Let the people know that this is the cost of the cattle fit. Now, if somebody wants to be generous and give more, this is up to them. Also, some people receive the zakat. Zakat fitr or zakat al-wealth for building masjid, for schools, for Hafiz Quran, for doing activity, for different things. We have to understand Allah made this zakat for a specific needy wants, and certain categories would be mentioned in the Quran. And zakat al-fitr is tu'matan lil-masakin. You could not change it to money. And you could not establish a mosque with it. You could not buy gifts for the children with it. The same thing about the cattle mali. We have to understand that it's not for building mosque. You want to build a mosque, build it from your money. You want to make publication and books about that, make it from your charity. You want to donate for a school, make it from charity. You don't take from the zakat. You don't take it from the zakat. Because Allah made the zakat for seven. People, Allah has mentioned them in the Quran, in al-fuqara, wal-masakeen, wal-amilin, alayha, al-mu'alafati qulubuhum, wal-ghaimin, and Allah names this. And some people understand the last step, fi sabilillah, is the cause of Allah. That means anything, cause of Allah. So building the mosque is the cause of Allah. Giving to the faqir is in the cause of Allah. Al-Ghalimeen is in the cause of Allah. So why Allah will repeat again and say fi sabilillah? Fi sabilillah means in the jihad. Nothing else. With exception that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hajj also to be fi sabilillah, you can give your zakah for a person who going in hajj. Other than this, building a mosque, establishing a school, making publication, try to help somebody about going back home, all the things could not be taken from the zakat. We have to pay attention to it. So now, for every person who's Muslim in your family, you give one sa' four handful with raisin or dates or barley or rice or flour or cereal. And this is what is obligation. You want to give more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return more to you. So we have to understand the purpose of the zakah. And with the ending of Ramadan does not mean everything is ending, but is more obligation coming to us, not for to burden you with obligation, but to elevate you. And this was the whole Islam, is to make from you Abdullah. The zakah, the hajj, the umrah, the fasting, everything is to make you what? Abdullah, i.e. a person who willing always to listen to the order and the command of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and me and the Muslim from Abdullah and Amatullah. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. In couple of days maximum will be approaching with the Eid, and Eid is a heavy occasion, and every Muslim should try his best and her best to bring pleasures to their family and happiness and a smile on the Muslims by different means and ways which is halal. And one of the great mistakes when we celebrate Eid, or some Muslims when they celebrate Eid, they celebrate Eid with musical instruments, as well as some of them they have mixed gathering between men and women. And they did not see any wrong or any harm in this, due to the fact that they came from the same culture or the same country. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this is haram, this is wrong. You don't shake hands with a woman that is not lawful for you, is not your mahram, is not your wife, is not your sister, is not your daughter, is not your aunt. Those maharim people you never can marry. Neither you sit and socialize with them, neither you go and stare in them eye to eye and having a smile and chat together. This is wrong. And also that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended for us to wear our best clothes to the Eid. And this does not mean for women to come displaying their beauty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command and forbidding them, say, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Don't display your beauty like the time of Jahiliyyah. We have to understand Eid does not mean to sin. Eid does not mean to do haram. And it's not the way to be happy that you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind myself as well as my brothers and sisters, when we come for the Eid and celebrate the Eid, we have to celebrate it first and foremost with the taqwa of Allah, with the fear of Allah. And this was the whole Ramadan is about, the whole fasting is have the taqwa of Allah. We could not entertain mixed gathering. We could not be mixing and rubbing shoulder to shoulder. We have to understand how to celebrate and how to be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has enabled us to fast the month of Ramadan. A woman is not supposed to put perfume and go outside of her house. This for the men to do so. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that any woman who puts perfume and go out, she is equal to a woman who committed adultery. So, don't sacrifice your blessings in the day of Eid. Don't sacrifice the pleasure of Allah so you can get a look from a man or a admiring from another sister. Let be our takbir with our action before our sin. Inshallah, the Eid approaching, and we have to prepare ourselves for welcoming the Eid first and foremost with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the flyer concerning Eid will be distributed after the khutbah outside. Please make sure you get a copy so you can know the place, the time, the program. And we encourage you that you donate towards celebration of the Eid, so we can buy food, we can have breakfast, we can have some entertainment, lawful entertainment for our children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who give. And it's the occasion that we make our children happy. So help us, inshallah, with your generous donation, so we can put a smile on the children's face. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم تقبل منا الصيام والقرآن وتلاوة القرآن. اللهم تقبل منا الصيام والقيام وتلاوة القرآن. اللهم اجعل رمضان شاهدا لنا لا علينا. اللهم اجعل رمضان شاهدا لا علينا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم فرج كرب المكروبين من المسلمين يا رب العالمين، وفك أسر كل مأسور من المسلمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.